Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. The Tucson, Arizona Daily Star newspaper reports, the way State Representative Frank Antonori sees it, you shouldn't be smoking or drinking if the government is helping to pay for your food or health care. And you shouldn't be buying more than a basic TV or car, shouldn't have a cell phone unless it's your only telephone, and shouldn't have cable TV with HBO or Showtime. The Tucson area Republican is sponsoring legislation to make public assistance off limits to those who don't comply. His HB 2770 would be mostly self-enforcing. Welfare recipients would have to sign an affidavit every time that they go through eligibility screening, promising to live within those rules. This is just the first step, though. Antonori wants the Department of Economic Security to devise rules to actually enforce the restrictions. But until the law gets some legal teeth, Antonori says he foresees a system in which people report those they see at a grocery store using food stamps and then pulling out cash for that bottle of wine or pack of smokes. Antonori says, quote, people put $100 of food up on the register, run the EBT through, and then throw two big jugs of booze and two cartons of cigarettes onto the conveyor belt and pull $100 out of their pocket. If you see that, you call a 1-800 number and notify somebody. If you've got $80 to buy a gallon of booze and two cartons of cigarettes, then why the heck are we paying for your food? End quote. That would mean a single bottle of beer could cost a family its food stamps, free health care, and any other welfare benefits. Antonori says he has no problem with that. If you don't have enough money to buy your own food to exist for your own sustenance, and you need some other hard-working taxpayer that's out there and working and paying taxes to subsidize your food, then you shouldn't have the luxury, at the expense of some other taxpayer, to go out and enjoy the niceties in life. How does this affect lesbian, gay, trans Arizonans, you might ask? Some are asking whether Antonori also plans to target assistance recipients who also subscribe to SiriusXM Satellite Radio, providers of OutQ, the only national LGBT-centered radio station, or donate to community radio stations like KXCI in Tucson, where this program is produced, and the only providers of LGBT-centered radio programs in the Tucson terrestrial radio market, or purchases of tickets to sporting events, including the roller derby leagues in Phoenix, Tucson, Tempe, Prescott, and Cottonwood, each of which have sizable lesbian, gay, trans followings. Calls to Senator Antonori's office about these possible targets were not returned by our production deadline. The bill already has 12 co-sponsors, but is not yet scheduled for a hearing. At budurl.com/outfront and baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.